Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd of TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 24, consider your meditation. Today's focus scripture is taken from Philippians 4:8, which reads, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue or if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Have you ever thought about what you think about most of the time? When I had a weight problem, I could tell you what I thought about most of the time. Food. I once saw a program called "I Eat 33,000 Calories a Day" that features severely obese people, and one quote a lady said in that program stuck with me. She said, "Food is the first thing I think about in the morning. It's the last thing I think about before I go to bed." There was a time when I could identify with that statement, but not anymore. Because God has taken his rightful place in my thoughts first, then food no longer controls my thinking like it once did. The Bible says that we should first seek to think about those things that are true. As Christians, our final authority for what is true is the Word of God. So if we are thinking about something that is contrary to the Word, then we are called to renew our minds by replacing that thought with what is true. For example, if you are thinking about retaliating against a person who has hurt you, then you recall and meditate on what the Word of God says about the situation. "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you," according to Matthew 5:44. Or if you are thinking about giving in to a habitual temptation, then you replace that thought with wisdom from God, which says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it," according to 1 Corinthians 10:13. How about if you are feeling led to give up a certain food that causes negative effects in your body, but you are thinking that you can't live without it? You can meditate on a scripture such as Romans 14:17, which says, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." I challenge you today to consider the thoughts which most often you have on a daily basis. Are they true, noble, just, lovely, of good report, or praiseworthy? If not, then seek God's wisdom to help renew your mind to those thoughts that glorify Him. I guarantee that you will experience more inner peace, which will be evident by your outward circumstances. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.